Welcome everybody to FrostCon 21.
Yeah, it's great to see so many of you here. And we hope it will be a great year again, which, well, has an interesting story to it, but we will get to that.
I would like to know of you, who is for the first time here at FrostCon? Please raise your hand.
Oh,
wow.
Many, many people.
Big applause to you. So, and he was, let's say, for the second time here. Also, feels like the other half. And who has been here, like, I don't know, for the fifth, for the third time or more often? Another third. All right. Nice. Okay, because everybody is asking, this is the Wi-Fi code. Please note the spelling, this is important. But there will be signs around.
Yeah, there are also signs around the building, also the QR code. So no harm done. Yeah, we had a revised photo policy for this year, which consists of blue and red lanyards.
This is blue, by the way.
As a simple communication method, if you are fine with photos being taken of you, and if you are missing a lanyard of a different color, just go to the entrance. They should have enough of these.
Okay. Of course, if you do want to have the red lanyard, sorry, I don't have it now, you have to wear it visibly, yeah? So if you have it on your wrist, on your belt or something like this, and it's not be seeable, then I'm sorry, there might be photos taken of you. So please wear it around your neck then.
Of course, it's also nice to talk to people, yeah? If you want to take a photo of someone specifically, you can also just ask them. Okay.
Yeah, we have a code of conduct. If you will find it on our website in the FAQ section, code of conduct. We have it for a long period of time, but we wanted to say it this year. Sorry. If there are any issues, any questions, anything where you do not feel right, you can call at any time these numbers. There will be also signs in the university all over. So event phone service or the public phone service number. And please use it if needed, yeah? And if you're not sure if you need it, then just call, it's fine. The people, so Sandra and Michael Rademacher, are happy to answer your questions to help you if there's anything.
Of course, for all your regular questions and problems, we will be there for you, either at our info desk or at our org office, just come by.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had an interesting story this year with a search for donations and the search for partners. It was relatively rough because we started out with, well, not zero partners, but way, way, way less than we had the years before. And we were, because we had the 20th FrostCon last year, we very choose to burn some...
Well, some of our money, yeah. The pile was not so huge. Don't worry.
It wasn't that huge, but we wanted to have a very nice FrostCon last year. So there was not that many in reserves. And we feared if we can do FrostCon to the extent that we want to have a FrostCon with you.
Yeah. But, well, and the Linux Hotel this year, this was in March, we looked for solutions to this because there was like the big shock. We won't have enough money. Well, maybe for this FrostCon, but then afterwards there won't be another FrostCon. So we looked for options, downsizing, doing more on our own, where we had like services paid for to do the so. For example, the walls you see in the main track were built by a company last year, or the last years we built our own this year. Yeah, and then, well, there were people of the German Unix user group at Linux Hotel, and we talked to them if they could help us. Like, before we are getting bankrupt, they said, well, we'll give you the money you need to just do the conference. And I think this is a big applause. Well, of course, they didn't say you get all the money, but within a certain limit. And so with this decision in our mind, we could start to like think, what can we really do to do this? And then you probably saw our donation campaign on Better Place, and then we get a big resonance. So we, I think there's a slide for this.
We launched the campaign, and it was spread very widely, both by you, of course, and also by our partners. And this resulted in donations of over 20,000 euros on the one hand, which is really great. Thank you very much. And also, it helped us get more visibility. So, I think this helped more people coming to Frostcon, but especially it helped us finding more partners. So we have, again, a very full Hochschulstraße, where you have all the booths of our partners.
Yeah.
And this also helped greatly to make sure Frostcon can happen.
Yeah, so we have to thank our main partner, conference partner, B1 Systems. They immediately... Yeah, big applause! Because it was like, I don't know, We launched the campaign, and I don't know, 2 days later I got an email. Oh, we would like to upgrade our package to conference partner. Wow, thank you. That's community. And this was something which I experienced this year for the first time, that our partners were doing advertisements for us. Terms like reposting our posts on social media, posting their own posts about our difficulties. And I think this was something where I thought, well, we renamed sponsors to partners, I don't know, 10 years, 12 years ago, something like this. But this was the first time that I had the feeling this is a partnership. So, wow. And of course, we have to thank all our other partners. And you see, this is a huge list this year. Not all of them have a booth. Some just gave money or some extra deals. Thank you very, very much. And you don't know how many sleepless nights I had because of this. And there were more people in the organization team who told me that.
And the great deal in the end is there will be a Frostcon next year. We can already say that.
And probably after this, there will be Frostcons too. Yeah, don't worry.
We are on a good track right now. And if you want, we welcome your continued support, of course. There's also a merch booth at the
entrance.
At the entrance, yeah. And let's hope to this will be a great Frostcon, and there will be many more.
As we started with the good news, this year we have the university Mensa fuller than every year, than any time before.
Yep.
You have seen we have extended the exhibition on the other side of the main walkway. So many projects, really, really cool.
And some even overflowed in the other exhibition parts.
Yes, over there and here there are also some projects. Look around, talk to them. Yeah, then we have a full schedule across all 7 lecture halls, 2 workshop rooms, 4 dev rooms, and of course, LPI certification exams. There was a question somewhere. No, okay, nope. Just.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, again, we have 2 keynotes for you. The first one is Adventures in Open Source Development, which will be today by Gina Heuske, also known as Fuzel.
We'll be in English, and then we have another really cool keynote by Alexei Pohl. He is head of KDE e.V. They have their 30th anniversary, and he will look in both ways tomorrow at the same very lecture hall. And now we have a small welcome by the department, by of Computer Science by Michael Rademacher and Matthias Bertram, please.
Test.
Test. Geht's?
Geht.
1, 2, 3? Ja. Okay. Hello, everybody. My name is Matthias Bertram, and I'm the Vice Dean of the Computer Science Department of the University Bonn-Rhein-Sieg. And I'm very happy to welcome you here at our beautiful university. The Computer Science Department and the Froscon has a long tradition, and we are very happy to again this year support the Froscon organization to make this event happen and to make this event working. The Froscon as an event is very important for us as a computer science department. We see that there is a lot of discussion about open source, there is a good exchange of ideas, generation of new ideas, and for us this is a really good thing in the today's times, where open source, at least from my perspective, is more important than ever. So, to not make this talk too short, too long from my side, have a nice conference. I wish you all 2 inspiring days, interesting talks, and most of all, good conversations with each other. So, enjoy your time here at our university, and I will hand over to Michael for a few words.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. Yeah. Also from my side, Michael Rademacher is my name. I'm a professor here at a local computer science department. First of all, what Rikos and Lars just said about being able to hold this conference, let's give also at this moment these 2 guys and all the people involved in this a huge round of applause, because they made it happen that we can do it this year. Because I was able to look what happened in the Linux Hotel, and I was also having a lot of talks about this, so I'm also very happy that we have this Froscon this year. To give just 2 or 3 sentences from my perspective on the open source community and on computer science in the year 2026. We live in strange times in the computer science department. Who am I going to teach young persons programming in the year 2026? If anybody has a good idea, let me know. Because this has become, I think, Matthias, you agree, ridiculously complicated, motivating young persons to look into computer science, because as you all know, we have large language models. Large language models is not the final solution in my opinion. What is important is the community around this open source project. And if I like to emphasize one thing at this point, please, please, because I'm seeing some trends here, don't leave your projects. Keep them going. It's important that we still have persons who fully and deeply understand the technical details about these open source projects. And we will not... And we see a trend here where these people get less and less. And therefore, I'm very happy that we have 2 days now here where we can exchange new ideas, because creativity and being able to have new ideas also emerges around the persons being able to attend this conference. So take your time, talk to each other, make new ideas, set up new open source projects, and still go on with all the technical details you like to do. This is, from our perspective, from a computer science department's perspective, very, very important that you do this. Thank you, and a nice Froscon this year.
All right. As you have seen, we have many helpers here. In this nice green Froscon crew shirt, we need your help still. So if you can spare some time, please register at our helpers room and find some shifts where you can help. I think there are lots of shifts still open, and we need your help. And without the volunteers, we could not do this conference. So big applause to those.
There are very many tasks to do, so there will be some tasks that you want to do as well. Of course, also help yourself. Grab a coffee at our coffee stand. Grab a drink of water. It will be very warm these days, so please keep yourself hydrated. And
The water from the taps is also drinking water. So if you don't want to spare the euro for the water, or I don't know what it costs. I think it's a euro.
Yeah, euro.
Then help yourself, refill your bottle, your cup, something like this at the restrooms all over the Hochschule. So it's drinkable water. It's perfectly fine. You can drink it.
Of course, it's not only about drinks, but also food. So we also have some food trucks for you right in front of the entrance.
And I would like to thank another partner at this point. So you might have seen these nice cups already provided by GNUPG.com and the G10 Coach Company. they help us to reduce our coffee prices dramatically. And so big thanks to GNUPG. Last but not least.
Yeah, of course. Our social events, like every year, the pinnacle of the first day starts today at 1800. There will be food, drinks, and a nice little party where you can also talk to everyone you haven't just met. And
you will need a wristband. You can buy it at the in the entrance hall. There will be a booth where you can buy it. It will be 25 euros this year. This includes free food. Well, all the food you can eat probably and drinks. So hope to see you there. And there will be enough food this year. Don't worry. Yeah.
Okay.
I think with this we hand over to the first talk in this because
That's already everything from us. So have a nice FrostCon.